This is Nate and the Noise, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Follow the guys on Twitter at Nate Lundy and at Estrotar.
What I'm about to do, it doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. It is a gut feeling.
From the Quicken Loans studios in Denver, here are your hosts, Sean Drotar and Nate Lundy.
Hour number two. How are you? Nate Lundy with you. Sean is on vacation. Matt Smith, 5280sportsnetwork.com, on Twitter at Real Matt Smith. Matt with one T. Real Matt Smith on Twitter, sitting in this week for some of the days as we have reached the week of the NFL draft. It is finally here. It's not going to stop us from speculating, both now on draft day, doing useless grades afterwards, and then continuing to speculate afterwards. But nonetheless, we do still get a chance to talk about it quite a bit. One of the goals here on the show as we go throughout the end of last week as well as this week is we're taking a trip to each of the teams that is picking in the top five. Get a kind of a feel of what happens. And from dogsbynature.com, one of the editors there, Joe Ginley, joins us on the hotline as we get a chance now to talk with the team that has the number one overall pick, and that is the Cleveland Browns. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Appreciate the time. Joe, how serious is Cleveland when they say they really haven't made up their mind?
They are not serious at all. They know exactly what they're doing. This is not an organization, this is not a front office that, you know, is bumbling and stumbling like organizations past. This is a team that's led by a very competent set of people. Sashi Brown knows exactly what he's doing. In my mind, there's no doubt Myles Garrett is the guy at number one. He's the guy who makes the most sense, has the most physical tools. He'll be the guy that the Browns will put at defensive end for years and years to come. He is the perfect guy for the Browns. I mean, at some times in college, you know, he did have his flaws, wasn't always a big game player, but at the same time, he's the guy with the best tools. He makes the most sense at number one. So he is who the Browns are taking at one. At number 12, I'm not sure if the Browns are set. I'm not sure if they know exactly what's going to happen depending on who takes whom there in between 2 and 11, but the Browns know exactly what's going to happen at number one.
You know, Joe, we're glad you said that because Nate and I were both talking here off air saying Myles Garrett no doubt was the clear number one cut. But when you do look at the quarterback position, they just brought in the man by the name of Brock Osweiler. And I guess the question here is that it seems pretty clear no matter what they're going to bring in a quarterback during the draft. But is it going to be a legitimate quarterback competition? Or with all this money that they're going to pay Brock, is he the guy?
You know, I think right now they're kind of posturing about Brock. The problem is there's really nobody who wants to take him right now. I think what the Browns are going to do with Osweiler is they're going to hold on to him, and they're going to see what team doesn't get that quarterback that they wanted in the draft, and they're going to try and foist off Brock Osweiler on him. The talk of Brock being in the competition, in my mind right now, that's just a way of blustering and trying to bluff a little bit. I think that they're going to try and trade him. And if they can't find a willing draft partner a willing trade partner after the draft, then I think you'll have a legitimate competition between Brock Osweiler and whoever the Browns choose at quarterback. But Brock Osweiler's future is by no means certain here in Cleveland. I think if the Browns could find a trade partner, someone to take away that salary, someone who's going to give them a decent draft pick, they would trade him away in a New York minute. So there's no doubt in my mind that he's certainly on the trading block, and I would definitely say the Browns will take a quarterback somewhere along the way, whether it's at 12 or 33 or what have you.
Well, we certainly would all love to have our cake and eat it too, but at 12, of course, the Browns' second first-round pick, is that a situation where you could see them possibly moving up into the latter part of the top 10 and going after a guy like a Trubisky?
I don't think so. The Browns have kind of put up that rumor about Trubisky and kind of capitalized on the fact that Trubisky is is a hometown guy. He hails from Menor on the east side of Cleveland. But I don't think they're going to try to get the guy from Menner and Trubisky. I think they're going to wait it out at 12. They're going to see who's available. Again, I don't think Trubisky is going to last very long, in all honesty. If the Browns really wanted Trubisky, they'd have to take him at number one, because it seems to me that the 49ers are showing a lot of interest in Trubisky. So there's a pretty solid chance that, that even by the time you get to number five and you pass up teams like the Bears and the 49ers, that Trubisky is gone. So I think more realistically at 12, you could be looking at a guy like Deshaun Watson, who the Browns really haven't said a whole lot about, which means that they could have more interest in him. They're trying to bluff interest in Trubisky to disguise the fact that they're more interested in Watson from Clemson. So I think it's more likely the Browns just wait out until 12 and grab either Deshaun Watson or even Patrick Mahomes. And he's the guy who's kind of flown under the radar, but he could be a guy the Browns take a chance on at 12, or if his stock goes down, he might even last at 33. So Trubisky probably will not end up being a Cleveland Brown.
When you look, Joe, let's take a step back at number 12 here, and let's take quarterback out of the equation for just a moment for whatever reason. Maybe they've got another trick up their sleeve somewhere else. What's another position, if you had to pick, that Cleveland would look at number 12?
Defensive back, without a doubt. The Browns need help at defensive back. Joe Hayden was a guy who was very good for the Browns shortly after the 2007 draft. Been an all-pro for the Browns for a while, but the sad reality is he's getting old. Joe Hayden has not been himself in recent years because of injuries, because he's slowing down and all sorts of things. So he is not a top cornerback anymore. So the Browns need a corner. And also at safety, they really do need some help at safety. If a guy like Malik Hooker stays around until 12, which, it's kind of an iffy proposition at this point, just because, Hooker obviously has a very high draft stock and he is a guy who could go, as high as 5 or 6. But if he lasts until 6 or so, I think he's a guy the Browns should definitely take a chance on. And if the Browns don't get a defensive back at 12, look for them to take a shot on one maybe at 33. You look at guys in this draft, and this is really loaded with defensive backs. You look at players such as Gerrion Conley out of Ohio State. You have White out of LSU, a very good cornerback who started as a freshman. So this draft class is loaded with defensive backs, and the Browns have a desperate need at both cornerback and safety. So wouldn't be surprised if the Browns take a shot at a cornerback or a safety somewhere early on in the draft.
And a follow-up on that, Joe, would it surprise you if they traded out? If somebody made them an offer, and we know that Cleveland's got a few different holes, we know this is a deep defensive back class, so would it surprise you if that maybe some of this posturing and things with Cleveland could involve them, say, moving back to 16, 17, 18, something like that, if somebody is desperate enough to move up?
Would not be surprised at all. That's what the Browns have done in the last draft. That's what they've done, even with players on the roster, is they've traded them away for draft picks. They love to acquire assets. That way, when they see a player they really like in the draft, they can use that capital to move up. So, absolutely would not be surprised at all if the Browns move down at 12 or even at 33. Now, I wouldn't be surprised going into day two if the Browns said, hey, is there anybody, who wants this, this number 33 pick? We'll take, a player later in the, in the second round, say, somewhere before 40 or so, but would not be surprised at all if the Browns decide to trade down, and that way they can acquire more draft picks, because, as you know, once you get into those later rounds, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, it's a crapshoot. So the more draft picks you have, the more chances you have at selecting a top-notch guy, who just slips through the cracks down into the later rounds. So, yeah, very high possibility the Browns trade down at some point in this draft.
Great stuff. Joe Ginley's been our guest, dogsbynature.com. He's one of the editors there for the Cleveland Browns SB Nation site. Joe, always appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy.
Of course. Have a great day.